Yeah, roger that. Well, that's what I want to try, kind of get into a simplex operation. You know, I mean, the Mount Clemens repeater, that's got to be 7-8 miles away from me or something. And if this thing's transmitting 7 or 8 miles that far to get into the repeater, you know, with the same power, you think I'd be able to transmit 7-8 miles to somebody else on it with a radio on the on a simplex frequency there? You know what I mean?
Keep in mind, this is all line of sight. When I first got my handhelds a few years back, my neighbor had the same handheld, ironically, and he went up to Town Hall, and I was here on my front porch, and Town Hall is only about, I don't know, a mile and a half, mile and a quarter as a crow flies, and but the terrain is like roller coaster terrain, so, like, I lost him at, like, one hill, and then I couldn't get him, you know, and we were close enough, we should have been able to on 5-watt handhelds, but the terrain made it impossible. But then again, you know, I can talk between stores when I'm in town at the grocery store or the hardware store. I can talk all over the town of Ortonville on simplex because it's mostly flat. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Also, at this high of a frequency, things like pine trees and leaves and stuff suck in the signal. You know, if we were down in HF, CB, you know, down in the lower frequencies, the pine needles and stuff, pine leaves and tree leaves and stuff actually reflect the power, where up in this area of the band, they suck the power in. They just suck the signal in there, if you understand.
That absorbs more signal. This is Kurt, WRPB 448, Fort Freedom, Groveland Township, for identification purposes. That was unreadable. Over.
I asked you, you have a president.
I have 4 president CBs. I have a McKinley, I have a Thomas, I have, gosh, I can't remember. Oh, a President Bill for the car, a little small one. That thing's tuned perfect. That's like 1-1 across the whole frequency. And then, I don't know, I got one other president. Got 4 altogether. Over.
Yeah. Don't you, the not the Uniden presidents, but the new ones there, you know, recent couple years or whatever?
You mean the ones that are FM, that have the FM on it?
Yeah, those.
Yeah, I've got 2 FM-capable radios. The Bill is FM-capable, and the Thomas was the first one to come into the American market that was FCC-approved for FM. That was a couple years ago I got that one. I wanted to be the first, you know.
Yeah, roger. I just want to add, those are higher power, ain't they?
All my radios are well, probably just a step under 4 watts. You're thinking of like a Striker or something? Some of those radios are like up to 80 watts and stuff. Yeah, a little bit more pricier, a couple $100 units for sure. Over.